Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm exhausted.
All right.
Now drop to your knees for the offering. This the theme song. Oh, something wrong. Might need an intervention for this new dimension. That's too new to mention. Won't fit in a sentence. If I get locked up, I won't finish the
sentence. 727-579-1025. It is Drew Garabo live for a Tuesday. Don't forget Bone Bowling Night tomorrow night. Your chance to win a cabin for two on the Mike Calta Cruise. You going to curse soon?
Oh, yeah.
I got you. And this has nothing to do with Mike, by the way. My funk that I'm in, that may have set it off. That may have ushered in a funk, but it has nothing to do with him.
Well, he offered to come in here and rub you and said that you guys can never yell at each other again.
No, he doesn't need to. I know that he... I've been in his position before so many times where you say something and then later you go, oh man, I don't know if he regrets what he said, but just how the whole thing went down.
Well, I don't think he regrets what he said. I think we regret what he said.
I have a lot of regret over what Mike said. But no, there's no animus there. I can still consider him a friend.
And you touched on this to start the whole discussion. There's been so much going on in the month of May leading up to so many events. You don't really get too much time to reflect inward. So then all of a sudden it's all done and then you're left with yourself and your problems. And, you know, that goes for everybody.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I've been able to keep my eye off what's going on in my life because I've been so focused on making sure all of these events get my attention and I can pour myself into them. And then as soon as the event was over, really, I think that's why I didn't really do anything on Friday night after the prom was because I felt like I was so exhausted and like I needed that time to go, wow, we did this. And now what? Now I got to look at, okay, Here's what my life is. Not that it's all that bad. I'm just dealing with stuff that I've never had to deal with before.
We need to get another event planned. That's what'll do it.
I'm all about that. I will tell you, somewhat related to this, if you've ever had to sit through the 4-hour mandated parenting course that you have to take if you're going to get a divorce in the state of Florida, it is mind-numbing and soul-crushing. You can do it online. But if you skip all the way through it, it tells you to wait 40 minutes until the time. So, like, yeah, I was playing Sega Dreamcast because it's right there in my office. I'm playing Crazy Tech. Dude, it's the reason to not get divorced. They probably do it so you won't get divorced.
Did you ace the parenting quiz? You get 100?
I think I got one wrong. I was so delirious. I started at about 8:30, and I wasn't done until 1 o'clock in the morning.
You know, if you talk to another parent on the phone and they said they got one question wrong on a parenting quiz, you would say that they deserve to have their children taken away from them.
This is Ed Till Shock Jock Extraordinaire. If you miss one question on the state-mandated parenting divorce class, they should take your kids.
Like, give me an example. Is this like, you know, what do you get the bathwater temperature perfectly at? I mean, what's the scope of the questions?
It's all like how profoundly divorce affects kids, how it disrupts their routine. I'm sure it helps people who need it. I'm sure people who didn't take the time to think about the impact and the repercussions of divorce on kids, I'm sure it helps them. It really shouldn't teach you anything new. But if it does, that's awesome. But if you've ever had to do it, man, that was 4 hours of my life that I will never get back. I told my son that I had to do that, and he said, do they know that you've been taking care of me by yourself for 3.5 years? I said, no. He said, can I talk to somebody so you don't have to take this class? I said, well, that would be wonderful, but no, I still, according to my attorney, need to take this class. But, you know, it's done, and I will eventually, sooner or later, Be a divorce loser.
Just retake the test again and get 100. Maybe that's what's weighing on you.
I am not sitting through that 4 hours of excruciating torture ever again. I'm never getting married again. I said that before, but I mean it this time just because I don't want to have to deal with this parenting class.
But are you a 90% dad or are you 100% dad?
I'm a barely 75% dad masquerading as a 95% dad. Okay, so this guy who was looking for a house on Davis Islands in November of 2016, right? They're taking a look at a home in this is a nice part of Tampa Bay. Even the not so nice parts of Davis Islands are still really, really, really nice. So a Muslim Indian family, the Osgars, are taking a look at a house, right? Some neighbor comes along and tells them that they're not welcome here. This is 2016, 2 years ago, and this guy comes along and tells them that their kind is not welcome there. He said, quote, "This sale will not take place. I will break all of your effing windows and I will burn your effing house down."
Oh, this is like the gay cake all over again.
So the couple of Indian descent wearing traditional Indian and Muslim clothing, they were touring a $658,000 home with the lady's elderly parents, and it was a day before closing. They wanted to show them the house. This is where we're going to live. So this hate-filled neighbor comes along, says what he says, and the family cancels the sale the next day, losing their $30,000 deposit. $30,000 they were willing to forego because this scumbag. So guess what? This guy's going to jail for 8 months. Prison for 8 months.
For saying what he said? Ooh.
For saying this sale will not take place. I will break all of your effing windows. He was charged and convicted of interfering with housing rights.
Does he have to pay back that 30 grand the family lost?
He must also pay $30,000 in restitution. That's pretty awesome.
I hate neighbors.
So dumb, right?
just wait. He was doing that for months when the house was up for sale, just peering outside his blinds, just hoping somebody came to look at the house that he didn't approve of.
Let me see one of the Muslim families come along. I'm sorry. Hey, let me see one of the freaking Muslim families come along. I got something to say to them. That's better. That's my racist voice now.
This seems to be happening more. There's lots of viral videos of police being called because a neighbor calls the police on an African-American gentleman who happens to be a real estate agent or someone looking at a house. Kellen Winslow, former Buccaneer, he was looking at a trailer home for his mom somewhere in San Diego, and they called the police on him thinking that he was breaking into a house. So it seems to be somewhat of a trend.
Now, he didn't make it any easier on the cops because when they asked him what he was doing, I think, what did he say? I'm looking for my big red dog, Clifford.
Yeah. But it turns out he does have a big red dog named Clifford.
I mean, who doesn't? What's up, Super? I'm sorry, your name is Super Cool?
That was Super Cool.
Who?
Fat Boy Super Cool.
I'm sorry, Fat Boy Super Cool.
Fat Boy Super Cool.
What's up, Fat Boy Super Cool?
What's going on, man? I was calling. I'm trying to see how the hell they're going to take your kids away from you. We're missing one damn question on the parenting test.
Oh, they're not. That was just a joke. They're not really going to take my kid for missing one. I really, really hope. Thank you. I think he said the S word. I do appreciate your passion, if not the language. Thank you. 727-579-1025. Got a nice message. You know the lady that we know who lives next door to Rush, our friend Rush that we work with?
I don't know.
Oh, the older lady who lives next door to Rush, she'll call every once in a while and tell us that she's Rush's neighbor.
Yeah, I've heard of her.
Yeah, she messaged me on Facebook every once in a while. This is pretty great. She said she reads lips because she's hearing impaired. And she was able to read the lips of both Donald Trump and Kim Jong last night. And she said Kim Jong speaks perfect English. She was able to see everything he was saying. Donald was speaking very nicely to Kim, telling him to relax and telling him everything was going to be okay. Huh. Donald was directing him where to go. And again, he was saying things to Kim that were almost father-like. The only thing I could not understand is when they were standing when we could only see them sideways. I need to see their whole mouths to read what they are saying. My bottom line is it looked like they truly got along. Hopefully this is the beginning of a great relationship.
Well, I mean, has this story gone viral? Has CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, have they picked up her lip reading abilities? Or
This is just some personal insight that she's sharing with us.
Do you think he speaks perfect English? Because they were asking Rodman if he if he speaks English, and Rodman would not answer that question.
Of course he speaks English.
I would think so. Yeah. You should have her take a peek at the video of our choreographed dance from the Apple Day Prom and see if she can translate what Drew was saying during the dance.
I'm pretty sure I was saying we need to stop this immediately. We need to cease this dancing.
I'm surprised no one else sent us a video of that. I think everybody was having such a good time at the prom that they didn't have their phones out.
Yeah, that's the thing is that I took one picture, and it was of Danielle busting out of her dress and Phoebe and Monica trying to put it back together.
And normally Danielle popping out of her dress and women rushing to her aid to help her put it back together is something that I would stand around and take pictures of, but I had to throw up in the bathroom right next to them as they were putting her dress back together.
Understood. You were missed. Amy, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you, Amy?
Good. How are you doing, Drew?
Very well. Thank you. What's up?
No, I was just calling because I know you said you have some back problems and now you're starting to feel a little depressed and stuff. And I actually am going through the exact same thing that you're going through. I was in two really bad car accidents back to back. Now I have 5 disc herniations in my lower back. Ugh. And they've pretty much told me there's nothing they can do. They denied me a surgery because it's pushing on my spinal cord. And but that's just one of the things. But pain increases depression. And the one thing that you did say that really has helped you is you focusing on other things.
Yeah.
And I've tried everything from chiropractors to pain management to psychologists to psychiatrists. That nothing can help me. No medication, no nothing. But if my mind is on something, whether it's work, that's why I'll work 80 hours a day if my boss lets me. It keeps my mind off of my mind thinking bad things. And you touched on that perfectly by saying you don't feel that way when you're, busy doing your projects that you're doing.
Right.
And, I mean, to be honest with you, that's probably, I got in a huge fight with people over the weekend about this whole, people committing suicide and they don't understand. Mm. I mean, it's a chemical imbalance in your brain. There's nothing you can do. You have it or you don't. And if you don't have it, you can't relate to somebody that does have it.
Yeah, I get that. And I don't know. I don't know that I have it or not. I feel bad for people who get to the level of a Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain, or Robin Williams. Too many people come to mind. But I can't relate to it because I'm always going to think that life is pretty damn good. It's going to bum me out sometimes. The things that I go through, the things my friends go through, my family members, etc. It's going to get to me and it gets pretty heavy. But even the worst day, it still feels great to be alive and to ride my bike and to look at the sunset and sunrise and to marvel at the beauty of nature. So I'm never going to be able to fully comprehend what drives someone to the point where they could snuff out their own life. But I do feel a tremendous amount of sympathy for people who do wake up every day with that crushing depression where life just seems to be one crap sandwich after another one. I hope that's not you.
No, and that's the funny thing is I'm in the same boat you are. I don't have any, bad things going on in my life. I mean, I have some health problems, but nothing that is debilitating me, 100%.
Right.
Nothing negative. I'm married. I'm happy. I have a house. Everything's fine. And there's no real reason to be depressed. It's just I am.
Yeah.
And that's the part that sucks is no matter what you do, it's just how you feel inside.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And exercising, the one thing that you say, exercising.
Yeah.
It was the one that you do. That's one great way to release those endorphins that helps you, mask that depression.
Sure.
Yeah, and after my injury, I can't do any kind of cardio or any. Oh. I can pretty much walk, and that's about it. And that's what's increased my depression, I think, is because I can't release it anyway,
Oh, man, alive. What about rubbing one out? Does that do the trick for you at all?
No, unfortunately, it
doesn't. God, I
know. I'm married and I don't get it. I called you before this earlier with my husband being someone that does not go down very much.
He gives you the DJ Khaled.
Explains it all.
Yes, sir.
Do you feel like that? And I only ask this from a therapeutic sense. Do you feel like that might be the key to unlocking some of your depression?
Absolutely. I mean, me feeling like my husband doesn't want to do any of those things and he has a low sex drive makes me feel bad about myself as well, and that increased my depression tenfold.
Would he allow, medically of course, would he allow a surrogate mouth pleaser to come in, and that's all that person would do was just take care of you in that regard, the DJ Khaled opposed way, that your husband won't do?
I have actually, to be honest with you, I have joked to him about that, and he has not said no.
That's pretty much a yes. The absence of no, the absence of no in that situation is definitely a yes. So, John Senning?
Well, I was just going to say it could be, you know, very clinical. It could be like a Lady Glory Hole scenario where you don't even have to physically see each other. And you get so much pleasure and joy from pleasing others,
oh,
Drew.
Do I ever. It's kind of your thing. So happy to make women do that.
You guys could cure each other, pretty much.
I mean, it would make me happy doing that for you. It would make you happy that I was doing that for you. Your husband would be happy because you're not humping his leg all the time. I see this as a win-win-win. I don't know how the glory hole.
There's going to be some designing that needs to take place.
If it's just a hole, then I'm going to bash my forehead.
There's going to be work too much.
There's going to be two leg holes. Then your legs will go into like stirrups, and then there'll be a third hole.
And then I would poke my head through the hole?
Through the third hole.
What about like a bank teller scenario where it's like two windows next to each other and then it's like, okay, one leg through each window?
How about she just lays on a bed and I am restrained so that I may only do things with my hands?
Is she covered in like a sheet or?
If she wants to be. I mean, you don't have to be covered. You can be if you want to be.
I don't need, I'm pretty attractive. I don't think I need to be covered.
I don't want you to be covered. I won't do anything with you, but I'm probably going to do stuff to myself like right afterwards because it's going to be pretty hot.
That's fine.
Amy, when was the last time you've had an O from a man?
I've been married for 10 years, probably about 12 years ago.
No.
Oh, my
what?
God.
Whoa, hold on. No. Hold on.
No.
Hold the phone.
No.
It has been 12 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Since a man has delivered an O face to you.
Yes, sir.
I knew Phoebe shouldn't have called.
How are you still married?
I mean, I've never been a very sexual person. To be honest with you, I lost my virginity by getting raped. I've only been with three guys. So I'm a very honest person, if you can't tell.
I can tell.
I've never been that kind of, you know, person. I guess it's just something like a fear inside of me. But when you've been married with someone for that long and you're comfortable and everything, and I don't know. I mean, I love him for him and who he is, and he's a great husband on every other aspect. Every other aspect.
Sure.
But he's a very missionary, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and he's happy and done.
Boy.
And we still don't, we have sex maybe twice a year. Oh, I mean, he's 12 years older than me, so I think he has low T, low testosterone, and that's why he has no sex drive. But, I mean,
I wanted to do this before. Now I feel like I need to do this. Like now I don't feel a desire to do this. I feel like to serve you as a person and listener, I feel like I'm the guy to help get you out of this funk.
Do you want to come down? I need to come down to the station, or
we're here till 6.
Yep. Drew's got a couch in the office.
She's all quiet, and I'm thinking, oh, did I offend her? And she was just looking for next steps. I don't know what best practices are in this situation.
I think she comes to the radio station, and after the show, and then you take her in the office, and John and I leave like we always do, and you just let us know. We hear the recap on the show the next day.
Just hold her legs high above my head like that.
Yeah.
And just...
Maybe you can work that Trump blow-up doll into the equation for her.
Yeah. Not the first time. First time just me and you.
I'm not a doctor, but I mean 12 years without one of those? Like, that seems like that could lead directly to depression.
I would think so.
Yeah.
More orgasms equals less depression. Yeah, I think. That's what they taught us in algebra in 8th grade. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen. You run it by the old man, okay? And
let's call him right now. Let's ask him right now on live on the air. Phone a friend. Let's raise the stakes.
Would you?
He's actually, I'm just pulling into my house right now. He's actually home.
Oh man.
I don't know if he'll go live on the air.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm gonna throw you on hold. I'm gonna let you talk to him so that we don't hear any curse words. And you talk to him and John will check in with you to see if he's receptive to talking to us, okay? Tell him not to worry. I'm not going to fall in love with you because I don't believe in love.
Well, at least we have to talk to him about everything that's, you know, not going on for the past 10 years. And then maybe
the only thing is I'm really good at faking.
You're not going to fake with me, lady.
Oh, no.
You're not going to fake with me.
He doesn't know that part.
Oh, so he thinks. Oh, oh no. So he thinks he's been delivering the O-face to you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. See, this is the danger of faking, ladies. You fake, and then you end up faking for 12 friggin' years.
And next thing, this guy's about to have worse depression than all of you combined.
Damn right, and it's all because this lady faked orgasms. You've been living a lie.
And we have a lot of guns in the house, too. This might not be a good decision.
If this goes haywire, do we have any wrestling tickets to maybe gift the couple with to bring them back together?
Yeah, we could hook them up with some Monster Jam. Sure, why not? Wow, guns in the house. Okay, this suddenly became less appealing.
Well, we're not in the house, so it's
okay. That's true. All right, hold on.
You guys are safe.
Oh, good. All right, hold on 1 second. Hold the phone. Trying to put myself in the mindset of a guy who thinks I've been delivering orgasms to my wife for 10 years now.
I mean, that to me is about as soul-crushing of an experience as you could have.
She's been faking it for 10 years.
I know. We had Phoebe on the show a long time ago, like back in the day, and asked her if she faked it. And I thought, no way. And she said she did it once, which meant she did it all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Now I hook her up to a lie detector when she's done. I don't let her leave until
girls, don't fake it. If we're not doing it right, just tell us. We'll do it right. Show us what you want. Don't fake.
This is what happens. And now she's got to tell him.
After 10 years of him thinking that he's been delivering the O-face.
You're in a horrible situation.
Me? Man. I'm in a great position.
No, you're in a horrible position because you have to be the guy that's got to mediate her telling her husband she's been faking it for 10 years. And, oh, by the way, the guy who's mediating wants to give me my first real O-face ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that is kind of weird.
I mean, I would imagine that if this comes to fruition, the marriage is over.
Why? It doesn't have to. I'm saving their marriage. I'm not ending their marriage. I'm saving their marriage, John.
Well, I mean, I don't know how long they were together before they got married, but it's safe to say this man has never given her one of those in the entire time they've known each other.
Right.
And he doesn't know that.
He's about to find
out. So you've been lying to me the entire relationship.
Not lying, just protecting your feelings.
No, that's a lie.
This could be a regular bit, though. Women calling up their men saying that they fake it all the time. And then Dr. Drew jumps in and puts it all back together.
Soul-crushing bit. So on the other side of this break, we'll see how receptive her husband is to finding out that he's been lied to about orgasms for 10 years.
This is what you're going to send her to a deeper depression, but you're going to come out of yours.
Damn right. And that's what it's all about.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.